Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready for a brutal kick in the nuts choke job of a loss, Keith?
No, I don't think I can be ready for that. It's hard to be ready, and I saw it. I saw the whole thing happen. It's like, well, how about a stop? Mix it a stop. Go ahead and stop him. Go, okay, they got you there. Stop him next time. All right, you'll get another shot. Maybe this will be the time you stop him. Nope. Oh, another touchdown? Another touchdown? Yeah, all these the wins and losses, Jones, they come in all shapes and sizes, right? You'd feel one way about a 35-0 win. You'd feel another way about a 35-0 loss. You would also feel a certain way about being up 21-0 at home and then losing the game 35-31. So there's a lot of feelings, a lot of emotion mixed into a game. Again, from the way outside, being 11-3, wild. Like, what a season the Patriots have had. But then you take into account, all right, 10-game winning streak, division on the line. You have this big lead. Everyone's throwing a party at halftime, and then you lose that game. It is pretty devastating.
I mean, devastating is the right word for it. We spent 2.5 months complimenting the crap out of them,
sure.
And they can play with anybody, and the road to the Super Bowl goes through Foxborough, and why aren't the Patriots favored and all this stuff? Like, this is not a day to take a step back and go, oh, well, I feel pretty good about him being 11-3, and they still split with Buffalo, and they could still win the division. This is not a day for that. Because if you just lost to the Bills, I could maybe explain that away. I could maybe tolerate that. If you just lost 35-31, and you're in the game, and it's competitive, and it's back and forth all day, maybe. They're due for a loss at some point. Buffalo was favored after all. We spent all week complaining about it. The way you lost that game was horrific.
Yeah.
And I don't get trying to spin it or
put
any shine on it. Like, I don't understand that. I don't know how you could possibly do that with the way they lost that game.
Yeah, no, definitely the confidence is shooketh at this point because, if they had just lost 42-0, that's way worse. Don't get me wrong. That's worse than what we saw.
That's true.
It is, right? Because it's like at least you had big runs by Travion Henderson. You had a really impressive first half. You had a good first drive. Drake May looked good in the first half. So there were some positives to take away. But watching the Bills score 5 consecutive touchdowns just had to give everybody deja vu or PTSD of when they played him in the playoffs years ago and they just scored every single time. Remember the idiot Bills fans were printing the t-shirts that had like their scoring drives because it was every freaking drive? That's what that felt like. And you're like, you have this big lead. You're like, all right, get the ball back. And then you're kind of thinking to yourself, all right, even if you don't score here, just bleed some clock a little bit and then, stop them the next time. And it was like, nope. The Bills were just moving right down the field with their group of crap receivers. They're below average tight ends. Josh Allen and James Cook moving down the field. And you're like, it felt like all of a sudden this defense just couldn't get a single stop in order to win the game. So that was so frustrating. As high as the highs were in the first half, the lows were even lower there in the second.
So you can talk about it all day long here on Jones and Keefe. It's Patriots Monday. Hunter Henry, Christian Ellis going to join us on the program. We have what happened from week 15 coming up. at 11:30. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. Watch there, subscribe there, just to WEEI. You can also chat on YouTube as well. What happened in the second half, Keith? You just said it. In the loss, they couldn't get any stops.
Yeah.
Josh Allen turned into the Josh Allen that has been an MVP candidate, won the MVP, and I haven't looked at the odds this morning, but I imagine he surged in those odds this morning. Pats couldn't stop him. On top of it, for all the praise for Drake May and Josh McDaniels going on early in that game, the offense evaporated and went poof in the second half. So what happened?
Yeah, I don't know if they thought the game was over. Like, I don't know if, like it's one thing for us as fans to think it was over, and so many people did at the half. They were just running like crazy. And even when the Bills scored that touchdown end of the first half, the Patriots responded and at least went down and kicked a field goal. So they didn't just end with points because you knew the Bills were going to start with the ball in the second half. It just felt like it was over, and Josh Allen turned back into the Josh Allen that we've seen over the last several years, and the Patriots defense just didn't have any answers. And they have given us some evidence throughout the year that the defense maybe not as good as the numbers would show, and they put up a graphic yesterday during the game, and they have the worst touchdown percentage in for defense, right? We talked a lot about the offense not scoring enough touchdowns in the red zone. The defense gives up the highest percentage of touchdowns when they get in the red zone. Now, they don't allow teams in the red zone, right? So they have the graphic right there. They're like, number of times the opponent has been in the red zone, lowest. Most touchdowns allowed percentage, the most. So you're like, all right, they've done a good job of keeping teams outside of the 20-yard line, but when they get in there, they score. And so I look at that as, all right, when a defense needs to get a stop, right? Red zone defense back against the wall for years and years and years. Patriots.
Bend but don't break.
We heard that for 20 straight years.
Quite frequently.
But
yeah,
there was some truth to it. Like, they'd give up a bunch of yards and then they'd force a field goal, or they'd come up with a turnover or whatever in the red zone. This Patriots defense hasn't been able to do it. And they've also gone up against certainly much worse quarterbacks than Josh Allen for the majority of the season. And so it felt like, all right, gotta have it stops, gotta get off the field stops. Are they capable of it? Sure, they're capable of it, but can they do it consistently? Really, for the season, no. And then now against a good team, the Bills got into a groove and the Patriots defense had no way of stopping them.
Buffalo ran all over them, so that was a problem. Red zone defense, big time problem. Buffalo scored on five straight possessions spanning halftime. The Bills yesterday were effectively 5 for 5 in the red zone. They were technically 5 for 6, but the last one was a kneel down at the end of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
So no stops when they get down there. And, yeah, I'm fearful of that too, Keith. It's not just Buffalo locked in and Josh Allen's a monster and that's still a good team. I wonder if they started to take it for granted a little bit at halftime.
A little bit.
I certainly did. I was like,
most people did.
I was like, hey, Cam Newton, take the day off. No. Turns out Cam Newton is there working today, and he should be, and he should be taking a little mini victory lap.
But it was everybody. It was like nationally, people were like, well, it looks like the AFC runs through the Pats now and blah, blah, blah.
But it's okay for us to do it. We were wrong, and like, I'm not saying I was right about it, but it's okay for us to do it. What are the stakes? Who cares?
Right.
Them? If you do it, that's what happened.
And so it felt like a little bit.
I am fearful it was some of that. Mike Vrabel was asked about the issues in the second half yesterday. Here's what the Patriots head coach had to say.
Just what was the biggest difference that you saw in the first half versus the second?
Well, I mean, we weren't able to get any stops. And, you know, when we had an opportunity to make a play, we weren't able to make it. You know, penalties, and that's how this game goes. You know, a few small plays make the difference. We were very prepared for this team. We were going to need 60 minutes to beat this team. This is a good football team, and we had a lot of good football in there, and we had a few plays that we'd like to have back that we'll have to learn from.
Okay. You needed 60 minutes. What did you get yesterday? Maybe 30, probably 30.
30, because at least they responded to the touchdown by going down and kicking a field goal before half. So I'll give them credit for that. But then, the second half, it just everything fell apart. And if it wasn't for the Travion Henderson second awesome run.
It's one play.
You have nothing.
You had nothing outside of one really broken play. And that was an awesome effort
by Drake May getting down there.
A great play by Henderson. Like, I'm not taking the play away.
No, it counts.
Let's look at it. Outside of one broken play, you did nothing in the second half.
So I was going to say, so the fourth quarter possessions, it was a 13-play, 91-yard drive by the Bills to take the lead. And then Travion Henderson rips off one play. Awesome. One play, though. And then another 7-play, 65-yard drive, and then that's pretty much all the scoring for the rest of the game. But, yeah, extremely frustrating. He mentioned penalties in there, and there were a few, and I think there were penalties, but there were a few times where maybe they could have gotten off the field and then the penalty,
yeah,
right? Like on defense.
I thought the Carlton Davis one was soft, but whatever. I mean, those happen all the time.
Yeah.
You got the benefit of a bang-bang play early in the game when Kayshon Boutte probably didn't catch the football.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Marcus Jones one everybody's bitching about, like,
I think that's the rule, though.
It's pass interference.
Yeah,
so, like,
yeah,
whether they caught the ball or intercepted, it doesn't matter. The pass interference negates all that. I don't have any time for the complaining about the refs. I know people want to do that.
No, I mean more of a, not a ref complaint, but more of a,
the penalties
you almost
let them
had
down
a stop. And, you know, some of the time you look at it, you're like, all right, could you have still made the play without holding, or could you have made the play without interference, or whatever else?
So you can jump in there on the penalties if you'd like. 617-779-7937. Mike Vrabel certainly willing to go there this morning. On the Greg Hill Show. Meanwhile, this is Drake May on what happened in that second half.
Drake got off to the 24-7 lead. What sort of changed in the second half offensively that sort of bogged you guys down?
Yeah, we came out of the second half and just got to make a play, pick up the first down. I think that's the biggest thing. It was some throws over which I had back, but at the end of the day, got to keep the foot on the pedal and keep it going and kind of don't let them dictate. And starts with me and starts with what else we...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We kind of felt like during the week that we had a chance this was going to happen, and just got to keep our foot on the pedal. And happened the first game, they came back. So just got to make a play and do my part when we had the ball and the chance to win the game to go win the game.
Okay, that was disappointing too. Like, they had a chance to go down and do it with 2.5 minutes left,
yeah,
and they did nothing. I mean, four and out.
Right. It's hard to have fourth quarter comebacks, and you're always winning in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And it was pretty amazing when they put up the stat that, like, they hadn't trailed. Was it in the second half or fourth quarter? Definitely fourth quarter, maybe even second half.
Yeah,
it was the fourth quarter.
Okay, they haven't trailed in the fourth quarter since the Pittsburgh game, which was week three and the last game that they lost. So it's like, all right, on the one hand, like, this quarterback hasn't been able to do it because he's never really had the opportunity. So, boom, now you have an opportunity. And in the second half, what they have, like, besides the Travion Henderson 65-yard run, they had, like, 15 yards offense.
You want their
what
drives?
Was the number? Well, no, I have the – I mean, it's like – two drives that went backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Another drive that went, a few yards?
Second half, you went three and out pick, which basically was a punt.
No. The first drive was three and out, but you were a minus 6 yards. So you went backwards. Then you went 7 plays for 23, but it ended in a punt. And so, or interception, which was basically a punt. Then you had Travion
Henderson play. Another three and out.
Minus 7 yards. And then, all right.
Seven!
Game on the line.
I think you got the ball five on the last drive.
North
right?
of the 2-minute drill, and you got 5 yards.
That fourth down play was one of the worst calls I've seen in a while.
You didn't like that one?
Oh, you put that on McDaniels.
If you go back and look at it, there's three people on the left side standing in the exact same spot.
I just, look, I don't give Josh McDaniels a lot of credit when the offense is rolling. I certainly wasn't early in the game yesterday. You can find him again. The McDaniels mafia was out early in the game. They're like, oh my God, Josh is in his bag.
Oh, that
like,
throwback for 13 yards?
I'm the like, trick plays that got a combined 20 like, yards.
Got 13 yards.
I don't know. I mean, May's running. He's hawking the ball down the field to Kayshawn Booty, which maybe wasn't a catch. He's running wild. I guess you can give credit to Josh McDaniels if you want. That kind of looks like May. But I'll be consistent. When the offense goes poof in the second half, I'm not going to cry about McDaniels. Like, I didn't think May was very good.
But are you more steamed at the offense or the defense overall?
Oh, overall the defense.
Same.
I am. But
a horrible second half by the offense, but they had also – the team scored 31 points. Now, I know you can slice it up on how they did it and when they did it and everything else, but really the defense needed a stop. Like, they could have allowed four touchdowns and won the game instead of five.
So I'm looking at my first take television screen over here. I see Cam Newton. I don't see them talking about the Patriots yet.
Cam Newton stole Rose the Hat's lid from Dr. Sleep, it looks like.
That's a suit choice, too.
So
he does look like another Batman villain.
They were talking about this on my drive-in. Like, can Cam take a victory lap today? And was he right about the Patriots being fool's gold?
Well,
and
today is the only day to do it. You better do it now before they rip off three more wins.
If Cam doesn't do it today, he doesn't understand.
After they finish talking about the Cowboys.
Yeah, they're going to do Cowboys. They're going to put the Cowboys to bed first.
He doesn't understand how to do media if he doesn't take a victory lap today.
No, today's his day for that.
And he should. Yeah. They have one real win.
Yeah.
And they just lost to that same team. So, like, I don't think they're fool's gold.
You got
to
beat the man twice.
But if you felt that way, I would definitely come in and crow about it. Should we look at the Patriots any differently after this loss?
Yes.
How could you not?
They just gave up five consecutive touchdown drives.
This was a debate this morning. 60% of the Greg Hill show was like, no, I don't look at him any differently. It was Wiggy and Courtney and Chime. They're all like, no, I don't. I'm like, how could you
but
not?
How did
they
you
just
not
lost
see the-
a horrific, it was a horrific home loss yesterday.
Yeah, because I'm not writing off the season. But like, say they had won the game, the second half looked like the first half and they ran away with it. You would have been like, Super Bowl.
Yes.
This team is going to and winning the Super Bowl.
Yes.
That's how we all felt at halftime. So then when the second half goes completely opposite to the point where you end up losing a game where you're up by 21, I don't know how you don't feel different. It doesn't mean they're going to lay down and die. And they're going to lose three straight and they're going to lose the division. They're going to win the division. I'm not worried about them losing the AFC East.
Me either.
But I don't feel the same way I did about them. I think some of those like red zone defensive numbers, which may have been masked because teams weren't really in the red zone much and you played a lot of scrubby quarterbacks and overall the defensive numbers look good. But now I'm really second guessing the defense even more so than the offense. And the offense has their issues as well. And we can talk about the receivers and like the production and all that stuff. But the defense has me a little shooketh considering you're probably going to have to play Josh Allen again and maybe some other good offenses in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm with you. They're a playoff team. They should win the division. I'm not telling you they can't still go on a run, but you don't feel any different after that game? How could you
feel
not?
Different. Yeah.
That was horrible yesterday. And it's not just that they lost. It's how they lost. Text line is saying special teams let them down, too. That's true. Those Ray Davis returns were just eye-opening.
Oh, he had some good runs. Yeah, good point.
He's been doing that all season, by the way.
Yeah, but still. I didn't.
Why are you kicking to him?
Cover the kicks.
Good question. He didn't do it in the first matchup against them. I can tell you that. Secondarily, people are pointing out they were down Spillane. They've been down Milton Williams. All that's true.
No, Milton Williams will definitely help. I 100% agree with that.
The Bills were down.
Yeah.
They've had a million injuries this year. They were down arguably their best defender yesterday. So, yeah, you were down a couple of guys. So were they.
No, that should help. Milton Williams specifically, even more so than Campbell. And, you know, I saw, obviously, you know, Vidari Lowe had a penalty and whatever, maybe not his best game. But, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. And also, even those guys, there's no guarantee they're going to be back for the playoffs. I know there's, you know, eligible to be back for the playoffs, but we'll see.
Yeah. And what do they look like when they're back?
Yeah.
Like, you don't know they'll be at 100%. So, no, you're up 21-0. I'm not blaming injuries. I'm not blaming refs. I'm not doing that's on you. And I would blame the defense more, but Keith, you're right to say the offense is on the list. Special teams is on the list as well.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to your feedback here. 617-779-7937. Off and running here on a Patriots Monday. We will talk to Hunter Henry and Christian Ellis. What happened from week 15 coming up at 11:30? And I don't know. Mike Vrabel was a little too quick for my taste to get into the silver linings and learning opportunities from a loss yesterday. We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI. The New England Patriots were unable to clinch the AFC East and had their 10-game winning streak snapped in yesterday's 35-31 loss to the Buffalo Bills. Drake May and Travion Henderson both rushed for two touchdowns in that loss. Drake May also went 14 of 23 for 155 yards and an interception, and Henderson ran for 148 yards on 14 carries. Up next, the Patriots will face the Ravens in Baltimore on Sunday Night Football. Yesterday, the Ravens defeated the Cincinnati Bengals 24-0. Week 15 in the NFL will wrap up with the Monday Night Football matchup between the Miami Dolphins and the Pittsburgh Steelers. You can catch the Westwood One's call of the game right here on 93.7. Pre-game coverage begins at 7 o'clock and kickoff from Pittsburgh is at 8:15. Last night, the Boston Bruins had their 4-game winning streak snapped in a 6-2 loss to the Wild in Minnesota. Jeremy Swayman allowed all 6 goals on 31 shots faced. The Bees return to the TD Garden tomorrow night to host the Utah Mammoth. And tonight, the Boston Celtics look to get back in the win column when the Seas host the Eastern Conference best Detroit Pistons. Tip-off from the TD Garden is at 7 o'clock. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.